B-Pod Studios.
All right, it's 4 o'clock hour of the Mike Bisnelli Show. 4 o'clock hour brought to us by Landis Block, your one-stop shop to create a jaw-dropping outdoor paradise. Check them out online at landisbc.com. Kicking around a lot of thoughts today, not the least of which is the Adam Wainwright coming out, St. Louis Cardinals. This was on InsideSTL.com, of course. And he said that this is what his quote was about the free agents that aren't signed yet in baseball, and the two main ones being Bryce Harper, Manny Machado. Unless something changes, they're going to be a strike, 100%. I'm just worried people are going to walk out midseason. Now, this is as a result of players apparently having grown frustrated during the offseason over the number of free agents that remain unsigned. And he's peeved, Wainwright, that Machado and Harper aren't signed yet. 30 owners need to be answering that because you have one of the best players in the game needs a job and no one is signing him. Seriously, where do some guys get the gall? And now, Andrew, you were in lockstep with this guy that owners have the right to sign whoever they want, right? They also have the right to be ripped by their fan base if they don't sign a marquee free agent. So they're saying we are risking the wrath of our fans, but we're not going to meet their price. They are totally entitled to do that. They write the check. If they want to lower some prices, because frankly, baseball players have been overpaid for years, then they have the right to regulate prices. So, Andrew, what is your beef?
So, why should it be this batch of players, this batch of free agents that should take the pay cut?
Because they finally decided that here's two players that want 10-year contract. The last guy that wanted a 10-year contract was a complete bust for the California Angels, and now they're on the hook for that. So, they don't want to go down that same path. They learned from the Albert Pujols thing. Yeah, they don't want to go to 10 years.
Not just the 10 years. I'm talking about the other guys, the next tier of free agents. Why should they sell themselves short because it's 2019? They shouldn't sell themselves short. If they know historically that they should make X, why should they take Y
because
being less than X?
Because history changes. And you're not always entitled to make X. All right? If the owners say you're going to make X, you make X. If the owners say you're going to make less than X, they decide whether you're going to make less than X. So where did the players come off saying, well, they would have paid me more 2 years ago? Guess what? Now they don't want to pay you that. And they're entitled not to pay you that.
The problem is that they are waiting for Harper and Machado to sign. That is where this problem comes from. Until those guys sign, a lot of the second-tier free agents will not.
If these second-tier free agents wanted to be signed, or like there was a need for these second-tier free agents, they would sign second-tier free agents. Like Mike Moustakas. Milwaukee said, okay, we need a third base, and we got to sign the guy. So they gave him a one-year, $10 million deal. It's not restricting anybody else from being signed. These are just the two main
guys. You don't
think
teams need Dallas Keuchel?
Oh, well, Dallas Keuchel's a pitcher. So they're saying, okay, I don't want to sign Dallas Keuchel in a multi-year contract because he's not going to have anything left. Just like they did with Arrieta. Arrieta's value was a lot higher than the Phillies signed him at last year, right?
Right.
Okay, they made the decision. We don't want to sign him to a longer-term contract because that's at our peril. It's their choice to do that.
So now every year we're going to wait until middle, late February, sometimes even March?
But what? Let me ask you this. What are we losing right now that these players aren't signed? What exactly is our loss as a fan?
Well, you and I talked about this last week. It doesn't bother me that we're still waiting for Harper and Machado.
There's no loss.
It
as
doesn't
a fan.
Bother me, but I know there are a lot of people that are upset about it.
I don't care if they're upset. We're not losing anything. Baseball hasn't even started yet.
Because what if somebody wanted to go down to see the Phillies at spring training because they wanted to see Bryce Harper?
You've got to be kidding
me. But because
me.
Bryce Harper's not there, they didn't book
you've
that trip.
You've got to be kidding me.
Or they did book that trip and now they're not going to see him down there.
We're inconveniencing someone in spring training because Bryce Harper's not
They are
serious?
Inconveniencing fans. There are people that have not bought season tickets because of this.
Well, guess what? When he signs, they'll buy season tickets, and it'll all be made up.
Yeah, and that's when they raise the prices. And a lot of people will complain about that, too.
My God, we're inconveniencing people that want to go to spring training, and they want to see Bryce Harper, and he's not going to be there. Oh, my God, what a hardship.
What happens when you go down there and he's not there?
I think you better get a real problem. I think you better find
it. No, see, that's the good thing with my life.
I think you better go to Target and buy a real problem.
That's the good thing with my life. I don't want a real problem.
All right, let's go to Tyler in Phoenixville. Tyler, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tyler.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's going on, buddy?
I just want to talk a little about the Flyers.
Mm-hmm.
I think Scott Gordon's doing a great job so far. And, we just traded away Stoley to Edmonton. Not really sure how that's going to work out. I hope it works for the best. But
Well, they got a mentor for the young kid. That's why they traded.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's all right.
Stolarz isn't a first string goaltender in this league.
Yeah, you're right.
He's an okay player, but. You know.
And then we got some rumors about Wayne Simmonds. I'm not sure how I feel about that. Obviously,
I would trade him in a heartbeat.
You would?
Yep. Why would you need Wayne Simmonds at this stage of his career? And you're building with young players. Come on. I mean, whatever value he's got left, you got to milk it right now. He's not going to have any value.
I'm not against trading him. It obviously would just depend on what we could get for him.
Well, you're not going to get much, to be honest with you. But, you know, you get the salary off the book.
You know, yeah. But for the presidential trivia.
You ready?
I think we need to get the audience back in this. So
right. You ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, Tyler, you sound like a smart kid. who was the first president to appoint an African-American to the Supreme Court? Was it A, George H.W. Bush, B, John F. Kennedy, C, Lyndon B. Johnson, or D, Bill Clinton?
All right, this is a hard one. I'm going to go with H.W. Bush.
H.W. Bush, okay, let's go to the booth where our Temple duo is fashioning an answer.
I know the first Supreme Court was Thurgood Marshall, right? But I'm not, who?
Can you repeat the question one more time?
Who was the first president to appoint an African-American to the Supreme Court? George H.W. Bush, John F. Kennedy, Lyndon Johnson, Bill Clinton.
I think it's earlier.
It's Lyndon.
Yeah.
So
because it's not.
What do you think?
Thurgood.
I believe it's Lyndon B. Johnson. That's my final answer. Natalie, what
is your I think the other three are later. Are they too late in time? So, yeah. Let's go with Johnson.
Lyndon B. Johnson. Kennedy is not.
Oh, no.
Later.
No, but I don't think.
Lyndon B. Johnson, final answer.
Well, I mean, you have to confer. Natalie has to be on.
No.
I'm confident.
Yeah, confident.
Lyndon B. Johnson?
Lyndon B. Johnson.
You're right. Lyndon B. Johnson. That's correct.
I was conflicted on that one.
Well, you know, if you, in the mid-60s, Lyndon B. Johnson was, of course, behind the Civil Rights Act.
He was an advocate.
Yeah.
So that would make sense. And you figured that out, Adrian?
Yes.
That's pretty good work for you. Thurgood Marshall was the first African-American appointed to the Supreme Court by Lyndon B. Johnson. Temple 10, Audience 3. Let's go to Vicente in Lansdowne. What's up, Vicente?
Hola, amigo, Mike and me.
Hola, amigo. What's going on, Vicente?
Just enjoying my day off, holiday.
Uh-huh.
Over here.
Good for you.
This Saturday, I was watching also the NBA Slam contest.
You liked it?
And I really enjoyed the Oklahoma City Thunder guard.
Yeah, Diallo. Yeah.
You know,
Hamidou Diallo.
Right. He jumped over Shaquille O'Neal first.
Yes, he did.
And then he opened up his undershirt. Superman.
Yeah. Yeah. He had to cut that jersey to reveal the Superman thing.
Right. So
yeah.
He dominated, you know.
He's got a lot of swagger. He doesn't have much NBA game, but he's got a lot of swagger. He doesn't even get off the bench for that team.
Well, I was so glad because I don't like the New York Knicks anymore.
Uh-huh.
So Dennis, what's his name? Smith. He lost the contest.
Yeah, Dennis Smith. Listen, the problem I have with Diallo is that he's not a player. He doesn't, like, he's a complete unknown. He doesn't even get any time for that team.
Wow.
So, like, all of a sudden, slam dunk cut. They're like, well, how am I supposed to feel about a guy like, he's so irrelevant to Oklahoma City. He's like the 12th man.
Probably everything will change for him now that he got the
thing. I don't know about, you know, he can dunk. We know that. I don't know if he can play. He was one of those Kentucky recruits who played 1 year with Kentucky and moved on to the NBA.
But you know that jump, how high was
it? It was pretty high. It's vertical. Seven. Like, he had the second highest vertical leap at the NBA Combine. So he can get up there. It was like 44 inches or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Well,
it's like, he beat me by a couple inches. I was 42. He had 44 at the NBA Combine.
Right, yeah.
All right, man.
Anyway, I just want to mention, I didn't go to school here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
However, I know a little bit of the U.S. presidents, but, you know.
All right, do you want to take a shot?
Yes, I will take that.
Okay, here it is. Now, Vicente, I know you're a man from Ecuador, so you shouldn't know this question, but I don't think the Temple people know it either. So here it is. Prior to the Capitol building in Washington, D.C., where were presidential inaugurations held? Was it A, Federal Hall in New York, B, Monticello in Charlottesville, Virginia, C, Faneuil Hall in Boston, or D, Independence Hall in Philadelphia?
I think it was Independence Hall in Philadelphia.
Independence Hall in Philadelphia is your answer, Vicente. All right, let's move on to the Temple Booth.
I'm split between Philly and Virginia.
I don't know this one at all.
All right, Andrew, all right. You're all alone.
So strategically, if we also get it right with Vicente.
I mean, I would lean towards.
Something tells me Virginia.
What do you guys, you want to have like a tea party before you give this answer? Like, what?
All right, let's go.
What do you want to go? Andrew, you got it.
Let's just go Philadelphia. Philadelphia, final answer.
Philadelphia, it's incorrect. Sorry.
Was it Virginia?
It was not. Federal Hall in New York is where inaugurations were held. Well, thanks for getting the answer quickly. We appreciate it. Thanks for moving things.
Oh, wait, we're on the air?
I climbed a mountain faster than when you guys answered that question. It's Charles in Lancaster. Charles, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Charles.
I'm here.
What's up, Charles?
Brett Brown of the Sixers drives me crazy with his substitution. We know that after 5.5 minutes or 6 minutes of the first period, in they come. I think it upsets the rhythm of play. What do you guys
think? I totally
agree.
I've been complaining about it for weeks now. He does it analytically. He's gotten it, like his analytics staff says, you give these guys a rest after six, you preserve them for later in the game better. Now, I don't happen to agree with that because now he's got a completely different team. I don't think there's any reason to put three guys in your first substitution. One, I would substitute 1-1-1-1 like that.
There's no reason why these guys can't play like Harris and Butler 10 minutes out of the first period.
I agree with you. But their analytics say when you don't overuse them in the first quarter, you better use them in the fourth.
Yeah, that's right. He gets to the fourth period, and it's a close game, 5 or 6 minutes. Then he has the whole first team back in.
Correct. So I agree
actually,
with you. I
would make only two times during a game the team gets to play together.
I totally agree with you. I would do, like, if you want to make a substitution in 6 minutes, I would substitute one guy. Now, whoever your first guy is off the bench these days, that's the guy. If Embiid, you want to give Embiid a blow and put Boban in there, I'm okay with that. Whoever it is, perimeter player or whatever,
one guy. He's a big man, and his endurance is as good as the rest of the team. So that makes sense.
Yep. All right, now, you want to do presidential trivia, Charles?
I'll try it. I hope I don't embarrass myself.
All right, Charles, here we go. Walt Whitman's poem, "O Captain, My Captain," was written about which president? Is it A, Ulysses S. Grant, B, George Washington, C, Abraham Lincoln, or D, Theodore Roosevelt?
O Captain, My Captain.
Where are you going with?
I'm going with Grant.
Ulysses S. Grant is your answer? S. Grant is his answer, a Temple Duo, what you got?
I know it has to do with the Civil War.
So, I think you're right.
So I think it's Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln is your answer?
Yeah.
That is correct. God.
Did they make mention of that?
11-3.
I think in Breaking Bad, did they make mention of it?
Oh, Captain, My Captain?
Yeah, and there's
that's about the death of Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, but they made mention of it in Breaking Bad.
Did they?
Walter White, WW. Walt Whitman.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Right. Captain, My Captain, our fearful trip is done.
Shout out to Breaking Bad.
Every rack, the prize we sought is won.
And in Dead Poets Society.
That's correct.
Yes.
Dead Poets Society is exactly right.
That's where I got it from.
Nice job. Temple just killing. 11-3. Where'd this audience go?
Not to Temple, clearly.
Villanova.
Tim in Delaware, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tim.
Hey, Mike. So my main question for you today was just, you know, going back to, I know this is unrelated, but there was reports about, you know, the Wentz and how all that, how his actions in the locker room were all a big hoax. Well, how are these reports that are coming out now about, you know, Harper making his decision and quote unquote nearing a deal, rounding third on a deal with Philly. And in terms of reporting, because I know you've been a journalist, in terms of reporting, how is that? Like, this is being published on sites like CBS.
Well, listen, you know that when people jump to conclusions, right? So, like, that's why I don't even give any credence to these reports anymore, because they've been coming out for 4 weeks that they were close.
Yeah, so
you know, a deal is imminent. Blah, blah, blah. I don't believe any of it. When a deal is signed, that's when I'll believe it.
Yeah, well, then how long are we going to be at the mercy of the agent? Because apparently Boris is the one running the show here.
Well, I mean, listen, it's his show. It's not yours, is it? This notion that we're at the mercy of somebody is ridiculous to me, because they control the situation from the start. It's their client. That doesn't belong to us. It belongs to them.
Yeah,
and we're not held at their mercy. They're trying to get the best deal for them to possibly get.
No, I completely understand that, but I just think that, you know, I wake up every day and
I get it.
I wonder what's going on, how long is it going to drag? Does the players union need to step in and finally say, hey, you know what, we need to set a deadline for this?
No, well, that would have changed the collective bargaining agreement, and then there's a new collective bargaining agreement coming up in 2021, I think.
Yep.
So that may be able to address it, but you can't change it now. It is what it is. They're entitled to sign whenever they want.
I got you. One last question for you.
Yes.
What do you think about, like, I was just watching some random sports earlier, and I saw about them adding Vince Carter to the dunk competition. What do you think about some old schoolers getting involved?
Well, I think the old schoolers want to embarrass themselves. That's the problem, because they can't jump with these young kids. You know, like a guy like Vince Carter, anything he does would be a disappointment at this point, because he just doesn't have the same thrust that he used to have. So we would be judging him based on his previous thrust. That's why the old guys don't want to do it.
Yeah, I saw him. There's been some videos out there of him doing pregame dunks.
Yeah.
And it's sometimes he does the 360, which is impressive. I can't even, you know, touch rim.
Yeah. Now, a three-point shooter is a little different, because, you know, he can, like, Dirk Nowitzki can compete at age 40 because of the three-point. But he wasn't even, he was terrible in that contest. You just don't have the same nerve or whatever when guys get older. Frank in Philadelphia, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Frank.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's going on, Frankie?
About this Bryce Harper, this pay rate that he wants to get. If Mike Trout becomes a free agent in 2 years, does he get the $300 million?
If he what? In 3 years?
If he goes to free agency, does he get the $300 million?
If he goes to free agency, when?
In 2 years, Mike Trout does
he Mike, get Mike that Trout. Oh, Mike Trout you're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah, Mike Trout will get more than what these guys are signing for.
Then that's not right to these players then.
It's not what to these players?
It's not right that they're going to get the less amount because of Albert Pujols' contract. Like, that's the Angels' fault for taking him and paying him $30 million a year.
Well, everybody...
Bryce Harper deserves $30 million a year.
I mean, I don't know if he deserves 30. I mean, he deserves whatever an owner is willing to pay him. That's what he deserves.
I agree to that, but you're saying that he shouldn't get that because...
I'm not saying anything. I don't care if he gets it. What I'm saying is I'm not going to be held hostage by it.
Like, but you're arguing with Andrew saying that he don't deserve
it. I didn't say he didn't deserve it at all. I'm saying that the owners obviously do not want to pay him the money of 10 years. They're entitled to do that.
Now, don't you think it's just his agent holding out so he gets the biggest dollar?
Yeah, but it's obvious that right now ownership of all teams do not want to pay him what they want. So something's going to have to give. They may have to come down.
It makes us as fans get mad because we hear these rumors, Bryce Harper to Philly today, blah blah blah. Then he wakes up. And guess what?
Well, listen, I don't know that you should get mad, Frank, because it's their show. Like, their agent is trying to get them X amount of dollars. Now, you're not part of the equation. You're not. You're just, when they sign, and then you're involved.
But, like, I just don't get these contracts in the MLB and the NBA. They're getting all this money. Then the guy that plays football figure makes $2 million a year.
Well, I mean, that's not... Listen, I can't tell you how baseball... got to this point where all these guys are making, and they're all overpaid, compared to football where you put your life on the line and you get crushed on every play. I get it. And baseball contracts are guaranteed. Football contracts are not guaranteed. It's a matter of negotiation with collective bargaining agreements and your union being strong. Now, baseball is America's sport. Their union has been around for a really long time. They've got a lot more clout than the other sports. That's just the way it works. Jim in Lebanon, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jim.
Hey, Mikey Miss, how you doing?
What's going on, Jim?
Well, you know, a couple of callers ago, I've been on for a while, hanging on. We talked about spring training, and I'm going to spring training in 2 weeks. I'm going to leave it on the 9th of March.
Uh-huh.
And the reason I'm going, it's just a great time going down there, mm-hmm. enjoying the weather, maybe get a round of golf in,
yeah.
watching the game in a relaxed atmosphere, and it's just a fun time.
Exactly. And now, would it be a better experience for you if Bryce Harper was down there and you got a chance to see him? Yeah. But it shouldn't be the be-all, end-all.
No, it's not it's not the reason I would have planned the trip.
Well, there you go.
When they signed JT Realmuto, that in my mind was a bigger move than getting Harper, because now you got a catcher that's probably going to add 8 more wins to the pitching staff just because of the way he calls a game. And I think he's going to make these young kids that much better on our pitching staff. So
I don't agree with that, but that's okay.
Don't you really?
No, okay. I don't agree with it. No, I don't think a catcher can make a pitcher stuff better.
Okay, well, you know, he's got a lot of tools.
He does. He's a good catcher. I trust him handling a pitching staff, but I don't think he's going to make guys like Eichhoff or Eflin or Velasquez any better than what they are. They've shown what they are. They're mediocre pitchers. And Pivetta, okay. Pivetta, same thing. Those four in the same category.
All right. Well, like I said, the whole reason I go is just to, you know, have a great time in spring training, enjoy the Phillies, mm-hmm. because I remember when the Phillies were really bad in the 70s.
I got you. They're not a contender per se. They're a contender if they get Harper, so that, a lot depends on that. All right, here's your you want a presidential question?
I was going to do a shout-out to my son who's listening to you.
No, I need you to get a presidential question, Craig. You sound like a smart guy. I need you, brother.
I'm right. here for you.
All right.
Mikey Miss, you played with a friend of mine.
I did? Who's that?
All right, Penn State. I think you played with a friend of mine, Andy Uncutts.
Andy was a football player.
Yeah, Andy was a football player.
Andy was a baseball player. Andy was a little crazy. A little crazy,
probably.
All right, how many future presidents signed the Declaration of Independence? Was it 3, 4, 2, or 1?
Oof. I'm going to go 3.
3 is the answer. All right, Temple Crew, how many future presidents signed the Declaration of Independence? 3, 4, 2, or 1?
This is tough. Natalie, I think you're more certain about it than I am.
I'm going to... No, you said it first. You had an answer first.
I can complete the Tour de France quicker than this. The answer's coming.
I have 2, but I don't think it's correct.
All right, I said 3. Future. Oh, yeah.
I trust you, Nat. Let's go with 3.
3?
3.
All right. 3, and the caller said 3, right?
Did the caller? Yeah.
Incorrect. Yeah. Oh. Incorrect. Both incorrect. 2.
Tommy
Jefferson.
Damn it!
And Johnny Adams signed the Declaration of Independence. 610-632-0975. Mike Mazzelli Show. What?
I'm yelling at him and my mic was on accident.
You're going to yell at him because you had the right answer first.
He doubted himself.
Change your mind. Back after this. Time for a Twitter poll update at 4:30. Brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. And today it has to do with baseball.
Yes, it does. Over 2,500 votes on this. Do you feel for the free agents being held up by Bryce Harper and Manny Machado? 52% say yes, not fair. 48% say no, it's business. So lots of bleeding hearts out there, Mike.
So what's the number again? 50?
52%.
52%.
Feel for the free agents.
I feel for them, too.
It's not fair, Mike.
It's really not fair. I mean, here are these guys like, you know, they're just waiting to sign a $1 million contract, and they have to be put off by guys like Harper and Machado. I mean, it's just disgusting. It's just terrible. It's unbelievable to me.
Of all the injustices in the world.
Injustice. Nat, you had a good question during the commercial. Why didn't George Washington sign the Declaration of Independence?
Yeah, he was my third.
And you said, well, he probably was busy.
He had to be. I knew he was around.
He was watching the NBA All-Star Skills Competition. No, he did not sign the Declaration of Independence because he was busy preparing the troops to defend Manhattan against the British on July 4th, 1776.
It's a good excuse.
There you go. He was busy.
Everybody else is hanging out here doing paperwork.
Yeah.
He's out there on the front lines.
By the way, if you guys ever been like anywhere, like at a store or something, or anywhere out where, and you play the game, what's their story? You look at people. You're walking in a park.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know what I'm saying? And like try to put people's life in perspective that you see. Just play a little game with yourself. So like I was at this meat market, the Amish meat market, getting my steak. And this lady comes up. She was probably like late 40s, maybe 50. Stylishly dressed, she had like a fur, like me, I might be faux fur,
yeah,
boots to the knee, jeans, you know, like well preserved woman,
yeah.
And she said to the guy behind the counter, "What's the piece of meat where you cook it a lot and it gets tender?" And the guy goes, "Are you looking for a round roast?" And he goes, "Okay, I guess, but like, how do you cook it now? Do you put it in a crock pot?"
Oh.
And I'm thinking to myself, like, I thought that was odd. Now, am I out of line for thinking that was odd?
What, that
she didn't know how to cook the piece of beef? Because obviously, and so here's my, like, what's their story?
Right, okay.
Kept woman.
Yeah.
Never cooked ever in her life. Now divorced and is trying to cook.
Maybe.
Am I right with that assessment?
I would probably think the same thing.
Because I find it hard to believe that you wouldn't know how to cook a piece of meat.
Well, she didn't know what it was called either.
Right.
So she went up, asked for a piece of meat, and then asked for how to cook it?
Right. And then she used a crock pot reference. Now, normally, you know, you just put it in the oven, you roast the beef.
Yeah.
Right? That's why it's called roast beef.
Yes.
Right? But she went crock pot.
Yeah.
So that's a woman who had no familiarity at all with cooking. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. I just thought it was a little odd.
Yeah, I would have been surprised for somebody to go and not only ask for what it's called, but then also ask to cook it. It'd be one thing to say, "Oh, I need this, you know, roast, a pot roast."
Right?
Can you give me a recommendation on how you suggest to cook it?
Yes, and
that's one
thing.
My
conclusion is that the woman never ever cooked a piece of meat in her life.
I
find that hard to believe.
I would have come to the same conclusion.
She's almost about 50 years old.
I mean, you never know. Maybe she's been that fortunate.
Maybe.
Hey, I admire her courage. She went up there without knowing a damn clue what she wanted, and she figured it out.
He figured it out for
her. Exactly.
Yeah.
I hope it came out well.
And she goes, well, all right. So the guy goes, yeah, you can put it in a crock pot. And she goes, well, how long, like 2 hours? And he goes, well, you can cook it as long as you want. The longer you cook it, the tenderer it's going to get. So probably more than 2 hours in a crock pot.
Was she getting it?
I think. I don't know. She, you know.
2 hours sounds very under.
No, it's under.
Yeah, way under.
For a crock pot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sean in Malvern. Sean, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Sean.
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
What's up, Sean? How you doing?
I'm doing good, buddy. I know your favorite topic is Flyers.
Yes, let's talk Flyers, baby.
Yeah, no. So, I mean, they're only 6 points out of the playoffs here. Mm-hmm. So, I'm thinking, this week is really a big week, especially with the stadium series coming up against the Penguins. I mean, that's one of the teams we're chasing here.
Yeah.
Tampa's definitely going to be a big test for us, I think, tomorrow. And I really think that, with this Carter Hart kid, we could really, make a push for this.
I hope they can get in the playoffs. People think that 6 points is not a lot. But to me, it is, because the other teams win and they get 2 points. You know, like if the Flyers lose a game, the other team ahead of them wins, and then they're 8 down. You know, it's hard to make up points.
Well, here's my question then for you, Mike. Is it better to us to even try to go for the playoffs, or maybe just try to...
No, it's always better to go for the playoffs.
That's
especially in the NHL. I mean, you never know what can happen in the NHL.
Exactly. So, I mean, I think, you know, as long as these guys keep pushing, then, you know.
No, I agree. I think it's great the way they're playing. And, you know, that Detroit's obviously not the Detroit of old, but, you know, getting 4 points out of that weekend's a pretty good haul.
I'll take it any day of the week, Mike.
Got it. All right, Sean, let's play a presidential game because I need audience participation.
I want to beat these Temple Pops.
All right, which president signed the Civil Rights Act that extended the rights of emancipated slaves? Was it A, Ulysses S. Grant, B, Andrew Johnson, C, Rutherford B. Hayes, or D, Abraham Lincoln?
Do I have to go first?
Yes.
I'm going Grant.
Ulysses S. Grant is your answer. All right, let's go into the Temple booth and find out which president signed the Civil Rights Act that extended the rights of emancipated slaves.
Expanded the rights?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not Lincoln.
No. What are the options?
I don't think it's Grant. I don't think it's Grant.
Grant, Johnson. Andrew Johnson, Rutherford B. Hayes. Now, Johnson took over for Lincoln when he was assassinated.
Yeah. I think it's not Lincoln. I think it's Johnson.
I think it's Andrew Johnson. It's a previous winning answer.
I don't think it's.
All right. Andrew Johnson.
Let's go Andrew Johnson.
Andrew Johnson. Incorrect. Ulysses S. Grant is the correct
answer. Oh, so the caller got one.
The caller, the audience goes for the first time the audience has gotten a question correctly.
Oh, my God.
Over the Temple Lads.
Sorry.
That's only 20 minutes to play the Temple Lads on TV side. But we'll continue this in the 5 o'clock hour. It's the Mike Missanelli Show. It's 197.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philly. .45 Mike Missanelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. There was an interesting stat in one of the stories in today's paper regarding the Phillies' right field starters. The Phillies have had, if Harper gets signed, they will have had 10 straight opening days with a new face in right field. That's hard to believe.
Isn't that amazing?
That really is amazing. Starting with last year, Nick Williams was the only one. Two years ago, Michael Saunders. Remember him?
Yeah,
good Lord.
They released him about a month into the
Michael
season.
Michael Saunders started in 2017. Peter Borges in 2016. Grady Sizemore 2015. Marlon Byrd 2014. John Mayberry Jr. 2013. Hunter Pence 2012. My man, Ben Francisco in 2011, and Jason Worth in 2010. That's unbelievable.
10 in 10 years of Harper signs.
Man. All right, let's get back to the fun. It's Duke and Delaware. Duke, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Duke.
How you doing, Mike?
What's up, Duke?
What's up with you, bud?
I'm doing all right.
Hey, listen. I'm American-Italian.
Uh-huh.
And I love baseball. I've been playing baseball all my life.
Got a guy.
And I've been playing it since I can remember back in the 40s when the what's-her-names came to Delaware. The Blue Rock.
The what's-her-names?
Blue Rock.
Came to Delaware? You're playing baseball now?
No, Clayton, I'm 87.
I thought you said you're still playing.
I'm 87. How could I be playing?
I don't know. I thought I heard you. That's why I asked.
Yeah.
I thought you were maybe playing in over 80 league or something.
No, that's when Carpenter had the teams.
Okay, I got you.
And that's when Mickey Mantle was playing for the Yankees.
Yeah, I got you. All right.
And Richie Ashburn and Whitman collided in left field.
Well, there you go. All right, so what did you want to say about the Phils today, Duke?
I say just give him a price, and if you don't like it, then let's move on.
Well, you can't move on. You can't because he's still out there. What are you going to move on to?
I know, but if you
got to keep this going as long as you can, Duke. You need him. You can't give me an ultimatum. You're not making rules now.
Give him another $5 million or $10 million.
I'm sure they've offered an extra $5 million or $10 million, Duke.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys got to wait this thing out. You can't say to hell with him.
I know. He's holding out.
Yeah, you got it. All right, buddy. Duke checking in.
I love him.
87.
He said, I remember.
Foul and ball.
He said, remember back in the 40s? You remember back in the 40s, Mike?
I can't say that I do. But when the what's-her-names came here.
Oh, so sweet.
You know, I love the older guys. Here you go. And, you know, when the what's-her-names came,
and Mickey Mantle. I love Mickey Mantle.
James in State College. James, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, James?
Mike, what's up, man?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
You should have just asked Duke a history question because he lived it.
He did. I should have. I should have actually given him a presidential training question. Yeah,
he deserves it.
He goes back to the old Rough Rider, Teddy Roosevelt, I think.
Right? You remember the 40s?
Yes.
All right. So I was just calling to talk about Bryce here, or possibly Machado. So say we don't get either of these guys, which would be the most Philly thing ever. It would be like LeBron with the Sixers.
Yeah.
How good do you think this team would be?
I think they'll be good. Wins? I don't think they'll win it. They have to. Their offense has to overcome their three, four, five, and even their two starter. I don't know if I trust Arrieta anymore. So you got to score 5-6 runs a game, and I don't think they have that kind of lineup. Without Harper or Machado, they wouldn't have that kind of lineup. They'd be okay.
Even McCutchen isn't a sure thing.
He's a declining player, probably, so you don't know what you're going to get from him. But, you know, with Bryce Harper in the lineup, it makes your lineup a lot more potent. So, you know.
So you think how far in the playoffs? I actually think
with Harper, they could compete for a pennant. I really do believe that.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I hope so.
Yeah. All right.
So, and then another thing, I heard you, the whole spring training thing a few callers back.
Yep.
I feel like it's more you plan the trip just to go down to Florida, just to be down there during this time of year. But you can't say it wouldn't be an added motivation to be down there if you get to see Bryce Harper in the pinstripes.
Exactly. Andrew said it's going to ruin everybody's time. I'm not going to ruin everybody's time. You still got the sunshine. Like, we're going down. Like, Bryce Harper's not going to be there when we're down there, but we're going to have fun.
Yeah.
All right, man. All right, you're a Penn Stater, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, James. This is Penn State versus Temple. I'm counting on you.
Let's get it.
Who awarded Rosa Parks the Presidential Medal of Freedom? Was it A, Lyndon Johnson, B, Barack Obama, C, Jimmy Carter, or D, Bill Clinton? Presidential Medal of Freedom went to Rosa Parks. Which president gave it to her?
I'm going to go Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter is his answer. All right, Temple troops, you got 10 seconds.
Go ahead, Nat.
Wait, it was, you said Carter, Obama.
Johnson, Obama, Carter, Clinton.
I think it was later than
10 seconds. I think you're taking your time.
Go ahead.
I was thinking Obama or Clinton. It wasn't Obama. I'm going to go Clinton.
Clinton is correct. Nicely done. Bill Clinton is correct. It's 12-4.
Wait, that guy was from State College?
Yeah.
I give Penn State credit. Thon was this past weekend, right?
And Jimmy Carter.
Was Thon this past weekend?
I don't know.
No? Yes, it was.
All right.
Well, Thon was this
weekend. Shout out to Penn State.
Yes, yeah.
I do like Thon.
All their incredible work that they do with that.
Yes, they do. They do a great thing with Thon. But my Penn State guy got it wrong and Temple guy got it right. It doesn't say much for my bragging rights. Let's go.
This
to,
is your idea, Mike.
Bruce in Mount Airy. Bruce, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, how you doing today?
What's going on, buddy?
First, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
This ex-president traded Sammy Sosa to get a power hitter when he owned the Texas Rangers.
Yeah, that was George Bush.
Right, but do other people know that?
Excuse me?
Other people know that? He said he traded Sammy Sosa for a power hitter?
Yeah. He was the owner. He didn't really make the trade.
Well, you know, it ruins my whole thing. It ruins my whole act.
Yeah, I got you. I hear you.
Yeah, but listen, the thing, I don't understand why everybody's making a big deal. The whole thing breaks down. These guys don't want to play now because they don't want to go to spring training. They don't need spring training. Mm-hmm. They're established.
I'm sure that's part of it.
That's the main thing.
Yeah, sure, that's part of it. They don't want to go on bus trips.
One of them is coming to the Phillies. They know they got a chance to win a World Series if they come here.
Yeah, but you miss too much spring training. It takes a while to get your timing down. So it's beneficial for them to be in spring training.
If you're going to pay a guy $300 million, he doesn't need any spring training. That's the way the guy figures.
Yeah, well, you're right about that. I don't think he needs the early days of spring training.
He don't need that. A lot of guys do the same thing, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, first, what's it called? The president thing.
Yeah.
You got an easy one for me?
I got one for you. Who was the only president to earn his master's of business administration? He has a master's degree in business administration. Is it A, Woodrow Wilson, B, Bill Clinton, C, George H.W. Bush, or D, George W. Bush?
I'd say the second one.
You say Bill Clinton?
No, the second president, second son.
Oh, you go George W. Bush?
Yeah.
George W. Bush is his answer. Natalie, Andrew, what's your answer? He went George W. Bush.
I don't know this at all, but I was thinking the same.
I was actually thinking the pop.
You were thinking dad?
Yeah, I was thinking dad.
You got 5 seconds to decide. Is it pop or is it son? Where are you going with?
What do you want to say?
You know what? Pop was a war hero, so let's go George W.
You going George W. Correct. George W. Bush, believe it or not, has a master's degree in business administration from Harvard Business School.
That's excellent
the
painter.
Of the century. Thanks, everybody, for watching at NBC Sports Philadelphia. We're back for the 5 o'clock hour after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.